A difference in perspective can cause one man to look at his life and see no future, and another to see blessings beyond measure. Today, Pastor Xavier Rees discusses the biblical perspective that we gain through prayer, and we discover the simple truths about seeing things as they really are.
Prayer will open our eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Do not trust what you see. Do not trust your emotions. Do not trust your circumstances. But trust God through His Word, who will reveal to you His will. And then through prayer, He will confirm the will of His Word. He'll open your eyes. You remember the servant of Elisha. They saw the Syrian army all around the city, and he freaked out. Oh, my Lord, my master, we're done. And Elisha lifted his voice to God, says, Lord, open his eyes, in 2 Kings 6. And he saw the cherubim, all the angelic hosts, a great army. They are more that are with us than are with them. Prayer. Christians are called the people of God. Listen to Peter, 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. That's who you are. That's who I am. Hebrews tells us, let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year. True prayer has in its origin God, especially in intercession. Remember Moses in Exodus 32:32, where he interceded for Israel. He says, Lord, God wanted to wipe out the people of God. He says, Lord, if you can't forgive them, blot my name out of the book of life. Where'd that prayer come from? If you give Moses credit, then you think he's more compassionate than God. Think about it. God wanted to wipe out the people. Moses says, Lord, wipe me out if you don't forgive them. That prayer began with God, put in the heart of Moses to intercede for his people. Moses wasn't that good. Paul said, I could wish myself a curse for Israel's sake. Romans 9:3. Same thing. Here you have two men who had become so selfless and so broken that they were willing to go to hell for the people of God. Whoa. Incredible. Prayerless lies are a sin. Samuel told the people after they had chosen Saul as king over God. And they came to Samuel thinking that he was mad at them. And he says in 1 Samuel 12:23, moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Whoa. Prayerless lives are sinful lives.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Rees, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We appreciate you listening each weekday at this time, but you can hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. For more on the other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena, visit our website. There you'll find information about weekly events, Pastor Xavier's messages, even online booklets in English and Spanish. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. Simple Truths is a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Pasadena.